Day 14, 2 Kings, 14. A devotional for thoughtful disciples. Os gore flats yans ver tan binder egg five, let day slur or det. 1. Opening glimpse, 2 thrones, 1 story. 2. Kings 14 divides its canvas between Judah, Amaziah, Vilf 1-22, and Israel, Jeroboam 2, Vilf 23-29. At first, the chapter feels like a ledger of dates, battles, and tombstones, yet beneath the surface run themes that touch every age. Partial obedience versus wholehearted devotion. Pride that picks needless fights. The surprising patience of God toward flawed rulers. Covenant faithfulness that refuses to die. Keep these threads in mind as we read our own lives into the text. Two. Amaziah. Obedience with a limp, Vivia 1 Tzedat 7. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, but not like his father David. New International Version. The line sums up Amaziah, compliant yet compromised. He honors the Mosaic law, see Deuteronomy 24:16, by punishing only the assassins of his father Joash, not their children. That is real faithfulness, just not full faithfulness. The high places, those convenient country shrines, remain. Many of us live in this tension. We keep the commandments that match our temperament while tolerating high places that serve our comfort, little altars of habit, resentment, or quiet pride. The Spirit invites a deeper cleaning. 3. Victory in Edom and the Seat of Disaster, Vavir 7. Amaziah's campaign in the Valley of Salt echoes earlier Judean triumphs, Seftzeir and Samuel 8:13. He captures Sela, likely the cliff fortress, later called Petra by the Nabataeans, and renames it Jokthiel, God is able. Archaeologists have traced Edomite fortresses and copper mines here. The setting speaks of hard-won wealth. After victory, however, comes vanity. Amaziah's heart swells, success masks spiritual drift. Machu, Ujdurwan Taf, Washir Saro Ulakwartir Uftu Swarch Slash. Napo for one tor o. 4. The Thistle and the Cedar, a parable of hubris, VVR White 10. Jehoash of Israel answers Amaziah's challenge with a vivid fable. A thistle in Lebanon sent a message to a cedar, "Give your daughter to my son in marriage." A wild beast trampled the thistle. It is a literary gem. Parallelism, irony, and gentle satire wrapped in 3 Hebrew lines. Western readers may miss the honor-shame undertone. In the ancient Near East, to propose marriage to a superior house without invitation was an insult. The story publicly lowers Amaziah's status. Jehoash warns, "Enjoy your glory at home. Do not pick a fight, you will lose." Pride deafens. Amaziah marches anyway, and Judah's army is scattered at Beth Shemesh. Jerusalem's wall is broken, its palace and temple treasuries looted, and hostages taken north. One impulsive decision undoes decades of temple repairs we read about in chapter 12. Cross-reference, Proverbs 16:18, Luke 14:31-32, Jesus' counsel to count the cost before war. Mesh fleistu lans znoistuls akshost ofuan batstal. 5. Lachish, a tragic epilogue, verse 17-20. Years later, conspirators chase Amaziah to Lachish, a fortified city whose massive gate complex still towers in Israeli digs today. There he is killed. His body returns to Jerusalem on horses, an ironic glance at royal dignity after ignoble death. Early church writers, e.g. Saint Jerome, saw in Amaziah a warning to those who begin in the spirit but finish in the flesh. John Calvin adds that God often lets our very achievements become the rods of our correction. Potchlash oro ikotolano uzat hotas, slate quonovancha. Ufoshlano planch bato. 6. Jeroboam Seku, mercy through a flawed instrument, Vuvo 23:29. Israel's new king, Jeroboam II, did evil, yet God used him to restore borders from Lebo Hamath to the Dead Sea. Assyrian records confirm that Damascus and Hamath were weakened at this time, giving Israel breathing room. Samaria's ivory palaces and the rich strata at Megiddo date from his reign, material proof of a brief golden age. Verse 25 introduces Jonah, son of Amittai, the same prophet whose book will later wrestle with divine mercy for Nineveh. Here Jonah preaches hope, not repentance. One prophet, two very different assignments. Amos and Hosea, who also ministered under Jeroboam II, stressed that economic bloom without covenant loyalty is a ticking bomb. God's kindness is meant to lead to repentance, Romans 2-4. Seven, Hebrew Spotlight. Amaziah, Amatziah, the Lord is strong. Name and life stand in tension. He trusted God for one battle, not for his nation's soul. Jokthiel, Yokdal, God is able, prevails. The city's new name preaches a sermon Amaziah himself forgets. Repeated formula, he did what was right, but... Vite 3 uses the conjunction ak, but, however, to mark the tragic gap between good intent and complete surrender. Adi. Eight, archaeological footnotes for the curious. Valley of Salt, south of the Dead Sea, a dried lake bed still sparkling with minerals. Pottery shards from Iron Age forts lie scattered nearby. Sela, Petra, high-walled, rose-red cliffs. Edomite inscriptions and later Nabataean carvings witness centuries of shifting powers. Beth Shemesh, excavated four-room houses and city gates speak of a frontline town caught between Israel and Judah. Lachish. Assyrian siege ramps, later 701 BC, confirm its strategic value. These stones remind us that biblical faith is earthed in real places and dirt under fingernails. Nine. Threads for prayerful reflection. 1. Where are my high places, areas of permitted compromise? 2. Success often whispers, you can do even more. Prove yourself. How does the thistle and cedar parable guard you from that voice? 3. Have I seen God use imperfect leaders, or myself, for unexpected mercy? How might that shape my intercession for today's rulers? Suggested cross readings. Zechariah Chronicles 25, Psalm 20, Trust versus Chariots. Amos 6, Warning during Jeroboam II's wealth. Ten, a hymn to carry with you. May the mind of Christ, my Saviour, Katie Barclay Wilkinson, 1912. Its plea for humble, unobtrusive Christ-likeness is the perfect antidote to Amaziah's boast and Jeroboam's complacency. Closing prayer. Sovereign Lord, you are able, though we are weak, faithful, though we are fickle. Search our hearts for hidden high places. Restrain our pride before it breaks city walls. Raise up leaders, even flawed ones, through whom you may show mercy and teach us to walk in wholehearted obedience, remembering always that your strength is made perfect in humble trust. Through Jesus Christ, the true King, without compromise. Amen.